can go straight to Hades. And I ain't talking about the country.
Welcome to the AlderTrack AlderCast, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try to tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what in their own words, and why it matters. I'm A.D. Quigg.
And I'm Claudia Morell. It's Friday, July 8th. This week, critics call out aldermen for holding sham public hearings on police accountability.
I said this process is pointless that we're doing
right
now.
No, it's not. How are you going to tell us about our own legislation?
Who's here?
Amidst a renewed national conversation about police and race, after two black men were killed within a day of each other.
Hold on! These racist cops have got to go!
And as the city tries to incentivize women and minorities to join the police department,
we found that, especially with the Latino and black communities, there was significant drop-off.
Plus, we've got some exciting changes to tell you about here at AlderTrack.
But first, those hearings. It's been almost 8 months since the release of the video of Laquan McDonald's death. The city has changed heads at the Independent Police Review Authority, IPRA, and the Chicago Police Department. A Justice Department investigation has also been launched.
A task force was put together, too. Their blockbuster report said the police department has a history of racial disparity and discrimination.
But there haven't been real structural changes. Even though plenty of ordinances were introduced, City Council hasn't considered any of them. And it hasn't held a police-related hearing in months until this week.
Kamisha Jones, I am here to support CPAC, a Civilian Police Accountability Council. If a mayor-appointed council were to be put into place, it would honestly be a slap in the face to Chicagoans. It would be a slap in the face to black and brown organizers. It would be a slap in the face to everyday citizens.
Hello, my name is Mark Clements, and I am a Chicago police torture survivor. First of all, and I must call it the way I see it, every alderman in the city of Chicago need to respectfully resign.
My name is Mike Elliott. And I'm with the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression.
All of these hearings will end up with the same results that we've always had. Some appointed board, some appointed people. So there's no real citizen input or power placed in the hands of the citizens of Chicago.
Two joint meetings with members from Budget and Public Safety Committees were held on Wednesday and Thursday. The goal was to get input from subject matter experts and members of the public to inform the crafting of the police reform ordinance language.
But many police accountability advocates didn't see it that way. Here's Sherry Runner with the Chicago Urban League.
These hearings, from the timing, the lack of care in arranging the logistics, and the absence of so many necessary voices, will not suffice for these cries and demands.
Some of the expert witnesses say they were contacted over the 4th of July weekend. The Chicago Police Department wasn't invited. The head of IPRA didn't testify. The head of the Police Accountability Task Force and the police board, Lori Lightfoot, was on vacation. The meeting was held in the middle of the day and wasn't widely publicized. Here's Paul Strauss, a local civil rights lawyer.
It's not proper to hold hearings with such short notice without giving people time, to adequately prepare, without any systematic effort to advertise the existence of these hearings to the community.
But despite the criticism, the two chairmen, Ariel Roboiris and Kerry Austin, thought the meeting was
productive.
Very productive. I thought there would be more people here.
So the next day, the chairman announced they'd be holding a series of meetings across the city and forming subcommittees to explore certain police topics. But their plans weren't fully fleshed out, to say the least. Here's the two chairmen talking to reporters after Thursday's meeting.
We hope to go out to the community sometime late July to discuss these five chosen specific topics.
And you don't know what those are yet?
Well, we know what three are.
What are they?
The first three that we discussed earlier. Oh. IPRA, on the agency, selecting... How do we go about selecting the oversight agency?
So that's one, right?
That seems like one,
but
yeah.
Replacing IPRA was one.
IPRA?
How to select the oversight
agency?
What's the third?
The third would be the, what do we do with IPRA?
Well, they would be replaced.
Auditor IG? Yeah.
Replacing the auditor IG.
Think about it. The leaders of the committees that are supposed to be helping to tackle some of the city's biggest problems, They've had months to plan hearings like this, have a task force roadmap on what changes should be, but no concrete plan and a poorly executed hearing. Sun-Times reporter Fran Spielman said the whole thing sounded unwieldy, which led to this awkward exchange.
It's not
going to be easy. So that's why we're asking for help from our body, our two bodies that are here today, our joint committees.
And you said three subcommittees, they would be in charge of overseeing these public forums?
Five subcommittees.
Mm-hmm. Five subcommittees, and four.
It's four of them. It's south, north, west, and southwest, but that's going to be a part of this body then.
So each subcommittee will oversee a region of the city?
Well, if you all want to structure it, go ahead, because no matter what we say, it's not finalized, it's a rough draft right now, no matter what we say, you come back with a why.
So you will announce the subcommittees and the locations
because we don't know the where's yet, we will do a press release.
That was me at the end saying it sounds like you're making it up as you go along, and I wasn't the only one to get a sharp response from Austin.
The budget chair had some choice words for Police Board President Lori Lightfoot. She also oversaw the mayor's hand-picked task force on police reform. Lightfoot is on vacation, like we said, but the Sun-Times managed to reach her. She told the paper she talked to a lot of people who described the process as a sham.
In response, budget chair Carrie Austin basically told her to go to hell.
I'm going to calm down because I'm really upset with her to say things like that. All 50 of us are just sitting here doing absolutely nothing. And this is, as you stated, the start of something. The start was with the report. And we're going from that report in order to include the public where they have had numerous amount of times, but here we come again to give them even more. So now to say that this is a farce, I am truly, truly insulted. Now to say that what we're doing now is a farce, she can go straight to Hades. And I ain't talking about the country.
There wasn't much talk on the structural changes that the mayor and some aldermen have proposed, though the head of Chicago's police union, Dean Angelo, warned that whatever new oversight agency the city comes up with should be staffed by trained officers, not the same investigators from the old agency.
You know, when OPS stopped, they changed the name and they kept the same people. If IPRA changes their name and keeps the same people, you're going to have the same concerns. And you're going to have the same delays in the investigations that I was just talking about. If people don't trust IPRA now, then they're not going to trust IPRA at the conclusion of one of our police-involved incidents.
The following day, on Friday, the Council Committee on Workforce Development voted to eliminate the $30 fee needed to take the police or fire exam.
The ordinance was introduced after a review of the police department's recruitment procedures. It found a significant number of African-American and women applied to be on the force but never sat in for the test because of the associated costs and logistical issues. Here's Human Resources Commissioner Sue Che.
We heard from a number of community members, as well as some aldermen, that it wasn't the dollar amount so much, but just the logistical difficulties in having to, say, pay online or find a payment center. And the numbers were significant enough that we felt that it seems the fee is an unnecessary inhibitor.
According to Commissioner Che, more than 5,000 people applied to take the police exam when it was last administered but didn't show up to take the test. That was about a quarter of the applicant pool.
I can't tell you whether or not all 5,437 would have taken the exam had the fee not been in place, but I think it's fair to assume that a large number of those people would have taken the exam because they would have received the invite and would have been able to come in and take it. We found that, especially with the Latino and Black communities, there was significant drop-off.
Eliminating the fee won't strain the city's budget. An outside vendor administers the police exam for the city. It costs about $2 million, and money recouped from the exam fee covered less than a fourth of that.
All in favor signify by the sign of aye. Opposed? The recommendation will be in the affirmative. Thank you very much.
And we've got some updates here, Team Aldertrek. On Monday, we are changing our name to The Daily Line.
Yep, the name Aldertrek doesn't make much sense once you're outside Chicago. We've got a new website rolling out with our new name, the option to have a monthly subscription for our in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government, and you'll be able to share our articles on social media. It'll be at thedailyline.net.
For now, thanks for listening to the Aldertrek Aldercast. Might be something different next week, but please subscribe to catch us every weekend anyway. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and WGN+.
And you can find us on Twitter at AlderTrack, which will also be changing next week. I'm Claudia Morell.
And I'm A.D. Quigg. Tune in next week.